Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Cadeler, a key player in the offshore wind sector. If you're not familiar with Cadeler, let me give you the quick rundown. This company specializes in providing installation and maintenance services for offshore wind farms, a niche but rapidly growing segment of the renewable energy space. Based out of Denmark, Cadeler operates in an industry that's at the heart of the global push for sustainable energy, and they've carved out a solid position with a fleet of specialized vessels that are in high demand. For long-term investors like us, this is a stock worth keeping an eye on, especially with the world's focus shifting toward green solutions. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty of our SWOT analysis, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends for Cadeler. Based on the latest updates, the company has been making waves with a strong showing in their Q3 2025 earnings call. They reported robust financial results with significant growth in revenue and a healthy backlog of projects that signals strong demand for their services. On the performance front, Cadeler has been holding its own against industry benchmarks with steady gains over the past few months, particularly when you look at their short and medium-term metrics. There's a clear upward trend here, but as long-term investors, we need to dig deeper into what's driving this and whether it's sustainable. So let's break it down with a full SWOT analysis to see where Cadeler stands and what could shape its future. Strengths. First off, Cadeler's financial performance is a standout. Their Q3 2025 earnings call highlighted impressive revenue growth, which ties directly to the booming demand for offshore wind services. When you look at their income statements over recent years, the consistent uptick in revenue and gross profit shows they're not just riding a trend, they're executing well. Another big plus is their project backlog. As mentioned in the earnings call, they've got a pipeline of contracts that extends well into the future, providing visibility and stability for investors. This isn't just a flash in the pan, it's a sign of trust from major players in the renewable sector. Their positioning in the offshore wind industry is also a strength. With global governments and corporations doubling down on green energy, Cadeler is in the sweet spot to capitalize on this structural shift. Their specialized fleet and expertise give them a competitive edge in a market with high barriers to entry. Lastly, let's talk about profitability metrics. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are trending positively, which tells us they're managing costs effectively even as they scale. For us long-term folks, this operational efficiency is a green flag. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Cadeler isn't without its challenges. One concern is their debt levels. Looking at their balance sheet and key metrics, the debt-to-equity ratio is something to watch. While it's not alarming yet, any hiccup in cash flow or project delays could make this a heavier burden, especially if interest rates stay elevated. Another point is their reliance on a specific niche. Yes, offshore wind is hot right now, but Cadeler's revenue is heavily tied to this single segment. If regulatory changes or technological disruptions hit the industry, they could feel the pinch more than a diversified player. Liquidity metrics like the current ratio and quick ratio also raise a small red flag. They're not in dire straits, but these figures suggest they might not have as much wiggle room as we'd like if short-term obligations pile up. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal breaker, but it's worth monitoring. Opportunities. On the flip side, the opportunities for Cadeler are massive. The offshore wind sector is projected to grow exponentially over the next decade, and Cadeler is well positioned to grab a bigger slice of that pie. Their earnings call emphasized strategic planning to expand their fleet and capabilities, which could further solidify their market share. Geographically, there's room to grow too. While they're strong in Europe, their revenue by region shows potential to tap into emerging markets where offshore wind is just starting to take off. Think Asia-Pacific or even parts of North America. Those could be game changers. Innovation is another avenue. If Cadeler keeps investing in tech to improve efficiency or reduce costs, something hinted at in their capital expenditure trends, they could widen their moat against competitors. For us as investors, any move toward cutting-edge solutions could drive long-term value. And let's not forget valuation. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. If they keep delivering on growth, there's potential for multiple expansion, which could juice returns for patient investors like us. Threats. But of course, it's not all smooth sailing. One big threat is industry competition. The offshore wind space is getting crowded, and while Cadeler has an edge right now, new entrants or bigger players could erode their margins over time. Their earnings call did note they're aware of this, but it's still a risk we can't ignore. Market volatility is another concern. While Cadeler's performance has been solid over the past year, broader sector trends show that renewable energy stocks can swing hard on policy changes or macroeconomic shifts. If government subsidies for wind energy get cut, it could hit demand for their services. Project execution risks are also real. Delays or cost overruns on major contracts, something they've managed to avoid so far, could dent investor confidence and cash flow. Given their backlog, any misstep could have a ripple effect. Lastly, let's circle back to debt. If they need to finance fleet expansion or other growth initiatives, taking on more leverage in a high-rate environment could strain their balance sheet. We'll need to keep an eye on their cash flow statements to see how they're managing this. As we wrap up this analysis, let's zoom out and think about Cadeler from a long-term investment perspective. On balance, I'm cautiously optimistic. Their strengths and opportunities paint a picture of a company that's well-positioned in a high-growth industry with solid financials and a clear path to capitalize on the green energy boom. But those weaknesses and threats, particularly around debt and competition, mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. For us long-term retail investors, Cadeler could be a compelling addition to a diversified portfolio, especially if you believe in the renewable energy megatrend. Keep an eye on their debt management and how they navigate competitive pressures in the coming quarters. Short-term fluctuations might create buying opportunities, but the real play here is the multi-year growth story. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on Cadeler. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions in the comments. I'd love to hear what you think about Cadeler's prospects. Until next time, keep building that wealth.